Welcome to Interviews for Resistance. In this series, we will be talking with organizers, troublemakers, and thinkers who are working both to challenge the Trump administration and the circumstances that created it. It can be easy to despair, to feel like trends toward inequality are impossible to stop, to give in to fear over increased racist, sexist, and xenophobic violence. But around the country, people are doing the hard work of fighting back, coming together to plan for what comes next. This series will introduce you to some of them.
My name is Daniel Altshuler. That's D-A-N-I-E-L, Altshuler, A-L-T-S-C-H-U-L-E-R. I'm the Director of Civic Engagement and Research at Mesa, New York.
And where are you right now?
So I'm at JFK Terminal 4, where hundreds of people and growing every minute are here to denounce the unconscionable and unconstitutional executive orders that Donald Trump, the executive order that Donald Trump signed yesterday, and that now is tearing families apart here at JFK Airport. We know of at least 12 people who were detained overnight. One is now free. And everyone here is here to fight for the remaining refugees who have been detained here at JFK.
Yeah, I can hear chants in the background, I think. So obviously Donald Trump had been threatening to ban Muslims, things like this, from the beginning. So can you tell us a little bit about the preparation that went into being ready to respond to this?
I mean, I think the folks who are here, immigrant rights organizations, civil rights organizations, Muslim organizations, everybody has stood together to say that this is unconscionable and wrong when it was being proposed. And organizations, you know, have been trying to prepare for the worst. This is, you know, we heard late last night about these first two, and I think people leapt into action. There were amazing lawyers who were here and monitoring the airports to see what was going to happen and if people were going to be held. And unfortunately, folks' worst fears came true. And I think an amazing coalition, you know, an informal coalition of organizations just and people heard what was happening, were horrified, and decided to show up at the airport. This is one of these, you know, beautiful, organic movement moments where people show up for other people's rights.
Yeah.
And for all of our rights.
Yeah. And can you tell us about the one person who was released?
Yeah. Mr. Darwish was, he was someone who worked with the U.S. Military, I believe, as a translator. Folks can obviously look at the New York Times article for greater detail about this case. When the Congress members Velasquez and Nadler arrived, they went in immediately and demanded to speak to Customs and Border Patrol and were able to speak to them. And, you know, after some negotiation, were able to get him free. He came out. He was very relieved. He was very appreciative of the folks that were here. And then he went to be with his family. He had been separated from his family since arriving here yesterday in the late afternoon.
And I saw several calls for rallies earlier today and then another one for 6 p.m. tonight. Is the plan to stay there as long as necessary?
This crowd is going to be here for many hours. There's tremendous enthusiasm here. There's been a vigil that's called for 6 p.m. There's been constant chanting, amazing, you know, people showing up and just making their signs on the spot to say that they're going to resist, to say no Muslim ban, to say that they stand with refugees. So, you know, this is not one of those times where there's a designated beginning point and end point. This is a moment where people are here to fight for what they know that this country can and must be, which is a place that welcomes refugees, that welcomes Muslims, but does not impose religious discrimination. And so folks are excited to be here.
Yeah. Obviously, some of the executive orders that came out this week also have to do with immigrants from Mexico and Latin America. Can you tell us, are there similar rapid response plans in place for deportations back to that part of the world?
Absolutely. And there are immigrants here at this march right now because there's this rally right now because folks are saying we stand together. Immigrant rights organizations like ours are preparing for what happens now that Donald Trump has further empowered, is going to seek to continue further empowering an out of control and rogue immigration and customs enforcement and border apparatus. And absolutely, defending families is going to be at the core of that.
Great. And so what can people do if they are watching or listening to this from somewhere that is not within easy getting to JFK airport distance? Are there other actions going on at other airports that you know of?
You know, I honestly have been so ensconced in this action that I'm not sure what else is showing up around the country.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'd expect there are solidarity actions and people should look. I think you can get on social media and look on Facebook and Twitter, you know, and engage there as well. And I think folks, most importantly, should call their members of Congress and denounce the actions that have been taken this week against immigrants, refugees, and Muslims, and tell them that they insist that these refugees be freed and that all and these executive actions be rescinded.
And how can people keep up with you and Make the Road?
Make the Road New York. You can find us on Twitter at on Facebook at Make the Road New York, and our Twitter handle is Make the Road NY.
Thank you for listening. Interviews for Resistance is a project of Sarah Jaffe with assistance from Laura Fulibois and support from the Nation Institute. Thanks to all of our partner publications, The Baffler, The Progressive, Truth Out in These Times. You can find out more on the web at necessarytrouble.org and reach me there if you'd like to become a partner publication. We will be back soon.